Avalokiteshvara is obviously an important deity in the Mahayana world, but there are others too, and I just want to mention a few others for you to be aware of as we track the evolution of the Mahayana tradition throughout the rest of Asia. One of these is the celestial bodhisattva Maitreya. Now, Maitreya is venerated throughout the Buddhist world, in Theravada countries as well as in the Mahayana, as the future Buddha, the next in the line. So he's waiting in a heaven called Tushita, the Tushita heaven. It's a name that means simply the pleasurable heaven, waiting until the situation is ripe in this world for him to come and to start the teaching of Buddhism all over again. But since he's up there in heaven, it's possible for us to invoke his aid. In fact, in some respects, he may be closer to us than other kinds of celestial bodhisattvas and Buddhas because he's poised, as it were, to enter this world. You find that there are remarkable stories of devotion to Maitreya, especially in China, where he seems to have played a particularly important role in devotional practices during a dynasty that we'll come to discuss, the Tang Dynasty. A story that I'm particularly fond of is the story of Xuanzang, an important Chinese Buddhist monk who visited India in the 7th century. When he came down into India, he traveled like other travelers through some pretty sketchy parts of the country. And one time he was floating down the Ganges on his way to visit a monastery down in the southern part of the Ganges basin. And his group was attacked by pirates. They took off in boats from the shore, grabbed these pilgrims who were out there and brought them to the shore, stole all of their goods. And then, as it turns out, these pirates were devotees of the goddess Durga, who in this period used to receive human sacrifices. And they saw this fat, attractive Chinese monk, and they thought, aha, this is the guy we need to sacrifice to Durga. So as the story is told, they formed a little mud altar there on the shore of the Ganges, and they tied up Xuanzang and got ready to sacrifice him. And he said to them, I'm telling the tale here as it was told by some of his disciples back in China. He said to them, well, you know, you guys, I'm going to have to collect my thoughts. Could I have just a few moments before you sacrifice me so that I can prepare myself for passage into the next life? He sat down and he meditated. And instead of calming his mind the way we have talked about when we've discussed Buddhist meditation, instead of allowing the thoughts to empty his mind completely, he visualized Maitreya in heaven. So in an imaginative process, he ascended out of this world into Maitreya's throne room and paid homage to him. So he engaged in an act of visualization of Maitreya in his heaven. And at that moment, according to the story, what would happen? You can probably guess it. A great storm came and blew the waters on the Ganges into great waves, and it knocked down the trees, and it knocked the pirates' boats out and washed them away into the river. And the pirates said, who is this guy? Who is this monk that we thought we were going to sacrifice? And the people who were there in the party with him explained, well, you know, he's not just an ordinary guy. He's this really quite accomplished practitioner of Buddhism from China. And the pirates bowed down and said, oh, great monk, please have mercy on us. Convert us to Buddhism. And he gave them the five precepts and made them Buddhist converts. Now, how much of that story we really can have great confidence in, I don't know. It's a legendary tale about quite a remarkable traveler, and obviously is told with a great deal of reverence and probably with a fair amount of imagination. But one thing that is important that we can take from it is that it gives us a glimpse of a visualization practice. It's a different kind of meditation than what we've talked about before, and it's a visualization that's associated here with the figure of Maitreya, a celestial bodhisattva who is capable of stepping right into this world and saving somebody from trouble. You can see that this is a powerful new form of practice in Buddhism that has a lot of influence on the way the tradition develops.